Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the D.C. Baltimore area. But so just sit back and relax, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. I have a special guest who's going to be calling in about 30 minutes, so make sure you stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get things started right now with this song. This song is entitled Every Word by Antonio.
You know, Jimmy, Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God's mouth.
Antonio, I know exactly what you mean, because it was God's word that transformed my life.
Oh, yeah.
Can we sing about it?
Come on, let's go.
My heavenly Father, that's what I live.
know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, just about it was. In the sanctuary, just about to get my praise on. 5'6", little shorty, tight dressed, high above her knees. Temperature rising, not the time nor place this shouldn't be. This ain't right and shouldn't be, but a man will be what a man will be. Hand on 2, long hand on 12, benediction given. Seductively, little shorty takes my hand, determined, consciously pleasing me. Cleavage ever breast exposed, and I know she knows what she do to me. I must constrain my manhood before he reveals the lust in me.
Enjoyed that. That was none other than Confessions of a Preacher Man. That was none other than Kenton Rogers. I'm looking forward to that new Kenton Rogers CD that's going to be coming out pretty soon. We'll keep things rolling right now with someone I haven't played in a while. But yes, this is my boy Eddie Baltrip, Justified.
No matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how much wrong you've done, Jesus paid for it all. So there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So tell me, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? For whom he did foreknow, he predestined. And whom he predestined, them he also called. And whom he called, he justified.
No more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain. In God's word, I realize through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified. No more. No more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt. hurt and pain. In God's word, I realize through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified.
Are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show coming to you live from the Washington, D.C. area, Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. Calling in after the song, I'm going to have a very special guest. Make sure you're tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show, 646-595-4311.
Yeah. Now, I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place. I want to know, do I have anybody in here that loves the Lord? Everybody, everybody.
Happening. This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love radio show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
You know, it's a beautiful day here in the Baltimore, D.C. area. I hope you guys are having a great night so far. Good afternoon, I should say, early evening. And, you know, I have some good surprises in store for you today. But let me, before I get started, let me just tell you a little bit about the song you just now finished listening to. You finished listening to We Love You. That's the live remix by Marvin Winans, featuring Marvin Winans and Byron Cage and J Moss. That's actually on J Moss's project, which is a song that he, of course, wrote for Byron Cage. So that's a song featuring Marvin Winans and Byron Cage. That's J. Moss, We Love You. I hope everything's going well tonight for you guys out there. I just hope that you guys are encouraged today. If you tuned in on this past Tuesday, I was preaching about the Lord, your hiding place, from Psalm chapter 32, verse 7. For my first point was the Lord, your hiding place, you know, and then my second point was the Lord, your protector, the Lord, your surrounding force. And then it got placed in my heart to share with you guys this. My last point of that sermon was, remember me. Don't turn to people solve your problems, call on me. Don't look for people to keep you from harm. Turn to me. Don't use people, things, or yourself to take your mind off your problems. Praise me. And that's a word that I felt like God wanted me to share. That was not just intended for you guys, but intended for myself as well. And I just believe that's what God, that's what's on the heart of God. But right now, I have to bring, I'm going to set the stage up for my guest who is coming on the show tonight. I have coming to you guys within a few seconds, within a minute or so, is none other than CEO D.L. Macklin of the Adonai Signature Clothing line. It was established in January 2003 on the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, and all over. The mission of this clothing line is to exalt Christ and put a positive name in the clothing industry that not only touches the mind, but the heart. The goal will be achieved by taking fashion to a new level of classic and originality. The clothes are for everyone from all walks of life. It's a brand. It's a lifestyle. It's Adonai. Adonai Clothing Signature strategy is to aggressively develop and market a full-range collection to consumers. The company intends to market its brand as an alternative to existing urban clothing lines. The objective of our company is to build a reputation that is synonymous with integrity and quality, and to promote the multidimensional identity of our brand. That's what was given to me as you say, a leading way into finding more out about Adonai Clothing. And right now I have none other than the CEO himself, D.L. Macklin. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. You know, first of all, I know I can introduce you, but it's nothing like introducing yourself. Can you just introduce yourself to the public? I've set the stage up for you and everything.
Yeah, you did pretty good. Well, like you said, I'm D.L. Macklin, located in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm the founder of Adonai Signature Clothing. And, you know, I just want to bring something different to my people and, you know, young and old, and just let them know we're trying to do something different with fashion. You know, we're not trying to, you know, recreate the wheel. We're just trying to make it better.
You know what? I like that. I like that. And I just have to say this. I've checked out the things on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I love the clothing line. I love the signature. I see the thing that says Social Height.
Oh, yeah.
I see Adonai and T-shirts and things like that. I like the way that you're presenting your shirts. It's a style that's going around now, and it's good to
right.
see that positive. Use that same style that people, the type of clothing that a lot of young people and people all over from different walks are actually wearing.
Yeah. We're not trying to, you know, like I know, like you say, it's a faith-based clothing company. But we're not trying to create something and say, oh, it's about the Lord and it's holier than now and it's this, you know. And, you know, people don't want to see, you know, praying hands and crosses and stuff like that on their T-shirts and say that's fashion. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I like some of the different clothing companies that do that. But we want to be a little different with our brand and let people know that, you know, Lord created cool, so why can't you have a cool clothing line instead of a clothing line with just what you see with the praying hands and the crosses and Jesus all over it? You know, that's not what I'm trying to get at. I just want people to know we're doing something fun, something hot, you know, and it's a lifestyle brand. And it's for everybody. We're doing more than just the T-shirts. You know, the T-shirts are what you see on the site basically just to introduce the brand to people and, you know, let them know we are the alternative brand, you know, to some of the lines that are out there. You know, no disrespect to none of them, the companies, because, man, I love a lot of things that I see within it. But, you know, what about Adonai, you know, what about that brand? And I'm trying to create it, put it out there for everybody.
Let me say this. I have to say this because I have seen, and I guess going shopping and trying to remain hip, and I remember just looking through what I've seen, I guess, of your T-shirts. So I'm trying to build up my T-shirt collection and things like that. With
right.
That's updated and some that's, you know, that's kind of, that's, you know, that's hip. And I tell you, I've seen some crosses. I've seen something like with crosses. And then I see on the back of it, there'd be a skull. I'm like, man, it's kind of messed it up for me. So it's
good to
see what you're doing. But I would like to know what made you get into the clothing business, I guess, designing.
Well,
different things
it started out, man, I was modeling, and well, even before I started modeling, I used to wear, you know, I used to work in the warehouse, man, driving a forklift, and you know, it was fun, you know, I liked going to work, and you know, but the thing is, I see like some of the stuff people had on, they were just throwing anything and coming to work, and it didn't look like they felt good about coming to work or just what they had on, you know, and I said everybody felt like that, just a few that I noticed. So, you know, and then it's crazy because I seen this older guy come to work. He's driving a forklift, and this guy's wearing a suit to work, you know, on the cool days or just certain days. He wore a suit, or he may wore like dress slacks and, you know, dress shirt and a tie, and I'm like, wow, you know, and I never said nothing to that guy until, you know, the company got ready to shut down. I asked him, I said, I've always seen you wear the same thing, whether you was pushing a broom or whatever, you know, what have you, or driving a forklift. And he said, basically, you can wear whatever you want to wear when you come to work. Nobody says because, you know, you don't sit behind a desk, you can't wear a suit or dress nice. And it hit me, and I'm like, you know what? And I started not wearing a suit, but I started rocking, like, you know, nice jeans, nice boots, you know, polo shirts and things like that, T-shirts, stuff that was nice. And then it just got to a point to where, you know, a lot of people noticed it, and they were like, man, you be so clean on the forklift. And I'm like, well, you know, I appreciate it. I would like to wear what I want to wear. And it kind of started from there. And then I started modeling and getting into, you know, started meeting different designers and stuff, and you know, I just got to the point to where I got tired of actually standing in lines, you know, whether it was New York, Atlanta, just, you know, all over. I just got tired, and I just started seeing fashion in a whole different light, to where, you know, people coming up with these different clothing lines, and some of the stuff looked simple. Some of the stuff didn't even have, you know, they wasn't Sean John or, you know, none of the top names. It was this guy named Farshay. He started his own little thing, and I was like, wow, you know, if Farshay can do it, I can do it. And, you know, not knocking his you know, clothing, but it wasn't a lot to it. And I'm like, you know what, I can do this. So, you know, we started with T-shirts, and I started talking to people I knew, and it just went from there. You know, we put a team together, and, you know, much love to the team that started this with me, but they're not with me now. And, you know, I have a group of people now that's scattered throughout the U.S., and, man, we just having a ball. And without my team, you know, I feel like we wouldn't be where we are today. And not only that, just having somebody on the team that basically, you know, saw my vision and felt like, wow, you know, we all can come together and do this. And, you know, and I give it up to, you know, Carlton Lee for helping, and, you know, my lead designer, Frederick Littles. And, you know, without them and then the rest of my team, you know, these were the main people I mentioned, but everybody else that's on the team, you know, we just, it's going, it's getting there.
You know, I got to say this, man. First of all, I'll give kudos to you for what you're doing, because, you know, you're helping to pave the way and to show people that, you know, you can go after your dreams.
Right.
You can't
do that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, there's a need for that. While this interview is going on, can you spit out your website so that people can check it out as they listen?
Yeah, it's www.adonai, that's A-D-O-N-A-I, brand.com, adonaibrand.com. Go on there, you know, check us out. You know, if we're not in your city, you know, go to the local stores that you like to go and shop at. And if you don't see us in the stores, I mean, talk to the buyers, talk to the managers, and, you know, tell them about us. You know, get us in the stores where you are so you can go out and get it. If you like what you see on the site and you want it in your city, go talk to the store owners and tell them, look, y'all need to check out adonaibrand.com, you know, because we blowing up and we coming.
Yeah, I can say this. I definitely see y'all coming. Now, what cities are you in?
I'm located in Memphis, Tennessee.
Do you have your, I'm for certain I've seen Adonai somewhere. On a T-shirt somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you in? Do you have any T-shirts in any stores?
Not yet. I mean, you may have seen it, you know, because once again, a name like that, you know, you can't just say, "Oh, it's my name and that's it," because you know it represents God. It's a higher power. So, but when it comes down to like copyrights for the designs, for the logos and things of that nature, yeah, we on top of that. But you may have seen Adonai anywhere and not even really paid any attention to it. But if the logo wasn't like ours, it wasn't our brand.
Okay, I like that. Now, let me ask you a question. How long can you stay here? I mean, I know you have a busy schedule. How many minutes can you stay on the show?
I'm actually on a work now, but I mean, you know, I can hang out a few more minutes.
Okay, I'm not gonna keep. I'll keep you for a couple of minutes. Really quick, and I'll go to my song after that, and I'll let you go. But,
okay.
You know, I'll say this. You're welcome to come through anytime.
Most definitely. I appreciate that.
You're welcome to come through anytime. And I will rock your wear. Now, I'm going to have to order some things from you guys.
Okay.
I have a big show that's going to be taking place in the next couple months.
All right.
2 or 3 months. And I'll definitely, when I do the show, I do it live, you know. I'll wear your T-shirt and throw
okay.
on a jacket, nice jeans.
All right, most definitely.
But when it comes down to for those people who might have an idea, a design for a T-shirt, what would be the process of copywriting? Once you draw your copy of the design, what? I know it's a little different for artists as it is, I guess, for someone who wants to protect their drawing or their T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
their identity T-shirt, or something like that.
Well, it's basically the same way. I mean, you know, go to, you know, your local, you know, in, like, downtown area and talk to, you know, like the you can actually go to the same place where you get your tags for your vehicle and talk to you know to people there, and they'll send you in the direction you need to go. The main thing is, you know, if you're coming up with a design and it's yours and you haven't seen it anywhere, get it copyrighted, because you know anybody can turn right around and say, oh, that's my design or whatever. But it's rare that it happens, because a lot of people, they don't really, when it comes to, you know, fashion like that, they don't really bother it. Now, it's different if it's music or something like that, but people don't really, because they can't see your vision, you know. So even if you don't have the money to go out and copyright it, take that logo, and when you first get it designed, and if it's on paper, put it in the mail and mail it to yourself. Once you mail it to yourself, you know, don't open the envelope, and that's called, you know, basically a poor man's copyright.
Right.
And so if you mail it to yourself, you know how your mail has a date stamped on it?
Right.
If you never open it, and if somebody ever, you see somebody create your design, you know, get your attorney, you go fight it, and next thing you know, they're going to want that letter, and it has a date on it. When they open it, if it was 5 years from, you know, that point, you know, automatically, you know, that person is, you know, is in trouble, because, you know, you had it 5 years ago and you sent it to yourself and you never opened it because it had a date on the envelope. I mean, That's the quickest way and the easiest way to copy something and say it's yours. But, you know, to keep people from stealing it, that's the best way.
So let me ask this question. So basically, it's just like copyright in music? It's just like copyright in music?
It's the same thing. You know, it's probably in some different steps, but, you know, as far as fashion, that's the easiest way. I'm not really deep into the music thing, but, I mean, if it's yours, it's yours. A lot of times with music, you have producers, and it's actually the producer's music on top of, you know, it's their beats on top of your lyrics. So, you know, there's different steps for that because you can't do nothing with the actual song, you know, unless you square up with the actual producer.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, that's a whole other topic there.
Oh, yeah. Listen, man, this is definitely, you know, I would like for you to come through again. I appreciate you coming through right now.
Uh-huh.
But real quickly, before you go, you guys, if you're listening, to none other than DL, from DL Macklin, CEO of Adonai.
Does it say
Adonai clothing line or Adonai?
It's Adonai signature clothing, Adonai brand. You know, we're the same people. Same thing.
So you guys, make sure that you check him out on his website. Can you give your website one more time before you go, DL?
Yeah, it's www.adonaibrand.com. AdonaiBrand.com.
To your line.
Say it again. Sorry, you broke up.
I just want to send a shout out to your brother Carlton Lee for turning me on to your signature clothing line.
I appreciate that.
And,
he's listening.
Yeah. You got. Make sure you come through again. Let me know what your schedule is like. So,
okay.
So that there are some people who have ideas that they would like to actually put out there.
All right.
So they need some kind of direction, help them get in the right direction concerning, you know, the fashion industry. You know,
right.
And things like that. I can handle the music, but I know there are people out there who like to do that.
We're working on getting out there, man. Like I say, I appreciate you having me on.
All right, McDonald's, man. I'm going to work on make sure that I get definitely market it up here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Well, I appreciate you, and God bless you. And I tell you this, I see your line nationwide. I see it worldwide. So keep on doing what you're doing. Don't give up, because I can see Adonai signature clothing and Adonai brand all over the place.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Take it easy.
You too, man.
All right.
You guys listen to the Heart and Love Radio Show with G. Wright. Just want to give a shout-out again to D.L. Macklin for coming out and coming through. The number here is 646-595-4311. I just thank God for another day. This is Dan J.
When I wake up in the morning and the sun shines across my face, I know the Lord, He's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk long by Christian journey, and I cross the stormy banks and raging sea, I know that He will keep me in perfect peace. Another day, another day, He has blessed me. Another day, another day, just one more day, He has kept me. Oh, another day, another day, another day, another day.
Brainwash, from my head to my soul. I need a brainwash. Bring it down to my soul. I need a brainwash.
none other than Brainwashed. And that was none other than Nicole C. Mullen. Listen to Heart of Love Radio Show coming to you live from the Baltimore area. No matter what you're going through, know that God has blessed you with another day. And don't be brainwashed by the things that we see here, things that are on TV. Don't become brainwashed. So keep God first in your life. Keep God first in your life. And know this, He will never leave you. It's Willie Odom Sr. Call him Mr. Odom.
This song is for all of you that's going through, trying to hold on to God's hand. Though you may feel all alone, and no one really cares, looks if the whole world is caving in around you, nothing is going your way, disappointments, heartaches and pain, depression just makes matters worse, but just remember, you're not in this alone. God is here to help you. Remember when you started out with nothing, He was there to supply your needs. When the doors closed, He opened yet another door. No matter how rough the road is, or how dark the clouds look, it was said in these little words, He will never leave you.
He will never leave you.
He will never leave you alone.
He will never leave you.
No, 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 no.
He will never leave you.
He will always be there.
He will never leave you.
Never, never, never.
He will never leave you.
He will never leave you. Sometimes Satan will try and tell you that you can't hold on, but He's alive. Yes, you can. God is a real God, and He haven't failed you yet. No, no. When you're burdened down, you wonder how long can you bear it. Somehow, somehow, He will light the load. Yeah, yeah.
Never,
never, never,
never.
He will never leave you.
Never. He will never leave you.
Listen, when those dreary days come and you feel all alone, don't get discouraged, just remember this song, cause
He will never,
never
leave you,
never, never, never,
He will never leave you,
He will always be there,
He will never leave you,
He will never leave you.
He will never leave you.
No, 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 He'll never leave you.
He will never leave you.
He will never leave you alone. To those of you trying to hold on or just starting on this journey, the road may appear to be hard and you can't see the end. But run on and don't look back. You're not in this alone. God will never leave you.
He will never leave you. Never. Never.
He will never
leave you. He will never leave you.
Hello, this is G. Wright. Thank you for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Have a great day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The number here is 646-595-4311.
I'm about to get started, but you know what, listeners, guys, you're listening in to one of the coolest songs, one from one of the coolest people, Mr. Odom, Willie Odom Sr. I like to say this Mr. O. I don't know if he goes by Mr. O. I'm going to have to ask him if he goes by Mr. O, but the song was He Will Never Leave You. He will never leave you. No matter what you're going through tonight, I want you to know that He will never leave you. You know, I just wanted to say that God is so good. And for those of you who just tuned in, make sure you go back and listen to this broadcast later on. Download it. Please make the show a favorite of yours. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Earlier, I had D.L. McCann. D.L. And I had him on the show. He is the CEO of Adonai Clothing. And the name is, full name is D.L. Macklin. No, D.L. Macklin. And I was turned on to the clothing line from his brother, Carlton Lee. So make sure you guys check them out. Check out their website. Make sure that you check them out on Facebook as well. They are on Facebook, but make sure you check them out. No matter what you're going through, no matter what situation you're going through, God loves you, and so do I. If you're going through some things right now and you're feeling like, God, I can't make it, you're saying, God, you know, I have these different dreams and desires and different things I would like to do, I just want to encourage you to seek God. Listen, pay attention to what He's put in your hearts, and then do the thing. Just go ahead and do it. And if you don't get anything, with man it is impossible. Because sometimes man will say, it's impossible for you to do this, and it's impossible for you to do that. But if God has given you a vision, He will provide. He will give you the provision. He will provide. Just keep your eyes on Him, keep the faith, and do the thing you need to do. And remember this, all things are possible. You know, all things are possible. So check out this song. This song is from my title, the title track of my CD, All Things Are Possible, and my CD is about to go national now, which is All Things Are Possible Special Edition. This is a title track I'm about to play for you guys. Feel free to check me out on my official website at gwriteonline.com. Make sure you also check me out on iTunes. Just look for G Wright. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, G Wright Love. I am on Yahoo is G Wright Online. My email address is gwriteonline@yahoo. Just want to say God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10, and then next Thursday from 6 to 7. Have a safe 4th of July, and God bless.
Life's been serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see. Thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. 'Cause you've got to run this race in pain to win. Darkness surrounds you, trying to hold you back.